just started the recording. You're starting it in a thing. Let's start the Gemara. We are on Kav Chesem and Beit. Where are we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wide line from the top. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. We had this Gemara back in Daf Tesem and Beit. On Daf Tesem and Beit, Rashi provided us with a whole umbit of Rashi to go through every case. Here, Rashi will not do that. He will rely on the fact that he did it on Daf Tesem and Beit. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. B'chein Tani Rav Chia. B'kulan. By all 15 arayas, and he kaira behen asur lezem uteres lezem, v'achoysik shivem toichalesis mitsevemes. By all 15 arayas minus 6, as he's going to say in a second, you can have a case where there are two sisters falling with Yivum, and one is an erva to one brother, and one is an erva to the other brother, and it can be all 15 arayas, meaning it can be let's say Aishas Achav Me'imai. One of his sisters can be one of the brother's maternal brother's wife, and the other one can be the other one's maternal brother's wife. It means the women had been previously married to maternal brothers of their paternal brothers. I hope I'm explaining myself. I don't want to get too complicated. Basically, you can figure out, in all the cases, a case where they both are Ervas, the same Erva. One is an erva to one brother, one is an erva to the other brother, and there are two sisters. In all the 15 cases. Rashi, b'kulhan ani kairabem, b'kol chamesh eser arayas de perik hama. In all 15 arayas of the first perik, avshalem yishtei achdias neiflus l'shnei achim, you can have two sisters fall to two brothers, v'achas asru al zem shum achas mikol arayas alolu, and one is aser to one of the brothers because of any of these arayas, umutaris lazeh, and mutter to the other. Vashni asur azeh mishum oisah shem erva atzma. And the second one is usher to the other brother for the very same erva. Umutaris lazeh. Umutarich kach nimtu ashtay achis nizyav mais. They both will get yibum. V'loi pagam achayis dekuka. And he won't touch achayis dekuka. V'kulam perashti beperik aleph. Go back and look at Rashi and Tesem and Beis. Goes through every erva, how it's possible to have two brothers, have two sisters fall Yibum. One is Asa for an erva, one, and one is Asa for every other. The prototype case that we've been using is mother-in-law. But it can be any of the other 15 arayas as well. Not going to go through the cases. See Rashi, Tesem, and Beis, who explains it very well. Rabbi Yehuda Matargim, Mechamayt Zaveilach. Rabbi Yehuda says, eliminate the first six. Because one of the first six can only be through Einzin. Because, let's try to get this. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, right? And Reuven's wife is Levi's daughter, and Yehuda's wife, and Shimon's wife is Yehuda's daughter. Now for that to happen, now, how are they sisters, and one is the daughter of Levi, and one is the daughter of Yehuda? That means they shared the same mother. There's no other way. Again, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. One is Levi's daughter, one is Yehuda's daughter. For them to be sisters, and one is Levi's daughter, and one is Yehuda's daughter, that means they share the same mother. They're maternal sisters. There's no other way that can happen. The problem is, if Levi married a woman and she bore him a daughter, Yehuda can't marry her. It's Eishasach. So you could never have this, that Levi and Yehuda should have daughters, one is Reuven's wife and one is Shimon's wife, from the same woman. Unless Levi was Ma'anis, the woman, out of wedlock, gave birth to a daughter. Then Yehuda married that woman and had a daughter. So they could have two daughters that are sisters from the same mother, and they fall to Yibum. One can't have Yibum from Levi, and one can't have Yibum from Yehuda, because they're their daughters. But the only way you can have it is if the first daughter was born out of wedlock. Because had Levi married the woman and had a daughter, how in the world is Yehuda marrying that woman? It's impossible.
Maybe they're sisters from
Ephraim. They can't, because one is married, one is Levi's daughter, and one is Yehuda's daughter. That means they have two different fathers. If I say there are two girls here, One is Levi's daughter, one is Yehuda's daughter. They're obviously not paternal sisters. So obviously they're maternal sisters. How are they maternal sisters? One is from the same woman from Levi, and one is from the same woman from Yehuda. Can't happen only by Einstein. So if Yehuda says, I'd rather not count that case as Asur Lazam or Taris Lazam, because it has to happen through Einstein. It could happen, but it has to happen through Einstein, so I only count 9 cases where you can have Asur Lazam or Taris Lazam, because that could. Now, the truth is, he eliminated 6. Only 1 out of the 6 needs Einstein. Granddaughters don't need Einstein. Wife's daughters don't need Einstein. Maybe wife's daughter might need Einstein. Reuben's wife is Levi's wife's daughter. And Shimon's wife is Yehuda's wife's daughter. And they're sisters. That means Levi and Yehuda married the same woman. It wouldn't work. So you would need daughters as Einstein as well. But out of the 6, only 2 need Einstein. But since they're all in the category of daughters, so Yehuda eliminated 6 of them, which are daughter, granddaughters, wife's daughter, and wife's granddaughter. Since daughter and wife's daughter needs Einstein, so he said, don't count 6. That's all he said. Mm-hmm. So let me read the words. Mm-hmm. 6 cases at the beginning, like, he didn't count them, not that they can't happen, but in him, when he said, you can have Asur Lazem, Mutaris Lazem, he didn't count those 6. Why? Because Kivan, my time, Kivan, the beat of Einstein, the Mishkachas, Bum, and the Sumulay Mishkachas, Bum. You can't have it through marriage, only through out of wedlock. And the Sumulay Kamari, Bum, and the Sumulay Kamari. We want to talk about marriage as not through out of wedlock. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
Can the same apply of both women and Shimon were honest?
Yeah.
They're still considered, right, they're still sisters, right?
100%. I just meant you only need 1 to be monist. You can have both be monist if you like it better that way.
But what's the point? The point is that we have 1 case that does not apply, so then, okay, because of that, I'm not putting in 6 cases.
Right, 2 cases don't apply, because of that, I don't put in the other 4, correct?
What does that mean?
Again, what it means to say is that category, again, Rebuta is saying, when I list you can have it, I'd like to have it through marriage. And since the category of daughter is not through marriage, I eliminate that category. Rashi. Ba'inzin, Bebita Manusasai, Gan Ruben Anas Isha V'Hailud Bas. Ruben was Ma'anas, a girl, and had a daughter. Ubashim V'Anas Anusasachiv, the second one could have married her, but Rashi had, like you had, that he was Ma'anas her, V'Hailud Bas. Levi married Reuben's daughter, Yehuda married Shimon's daughter. They are maternal sisters. Bashimon mutaris to Reuben and Bashimon mutaris to Shimon. V'nimtzu shtei achis misyabmais. They can both have yibum. V'chein bas bita v'chein kulam. The Krashi. Avagav d'cho chamishi bava d'reish mishtakim b'nisuin. Even though the other 5 cases you could have through marriage, trying to figure out how you can have Bas Ishtai through marriage. Reuben, yeah, well, let me see. Reuben married a woman, so her daughter is usher to him because it's his wife's daughter. And then Shimon married... Again, Reuven married a woman who had a previous daughter. Right, they could be paternal sisters. Meaning, Nachshon had been married to this woman and had a daughter, and Nachshon had been married to another woman and had a daughter. They are paternal sisters. And Reuven married one, and Shimon married the other. So their Asher is Bas Ishtai, and then they married Levi and Yehuda. So they are sisters, but they're not maternal sisters, they're paternal sisters. Because they don't have to be the Reuben and Shimon's daughters, they have to be the woman's daughters. So she had married, 2 women had married Nachshon, each one had given him a daughter, so they are paternal sisters. Then the 2 women married 2 brothers. That you could have it. So 5 out of the 6 cases can be through marriage. The Krashi, even though five of the six cases mishtakim in nisuin, ha'ilu bitul mishtak, because you stay banish to stay achim achis b'neim, you can't have two girls born to the same mother, married to two brothers. She asked if she not see avimtai. She asked levat. It was impossible for the second brother to marry her. They're all under the category of bas. So five out of the six cases you could have through marriage. But one of the six you can't. Let me just end it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Velt, leave those six cases out. Yes, I'm sorry.
If the mother was a Gioris.
And therefore?
She had one of the kids before.
Then it's not her kid.
And one after.
It's not sisters.
They're not considered sisters.
To be sisters, they have to be both born Jewish.
Even if his daughter later converts. So
that makes a difference. Yeshin is a guy who can cut in Shinaylo dummy.
For all relationships.
What?
I
don't understand what you just said. They're not related.
Yeah.
I don't know what you meant. Abaya matargim abita manasasa. Abaya says, I don't understand why you leave the six out. You cannot beat him on his sister. Keep the shkuchim shkachas love. You could find the case. Ibai b'ayimtsin to heavy, ibai b'nezuin to heavy. I mean, I don't understand why Rabbi Yehuda left these six cases out. In my mind, possible, right? If you would have said, I only count 9 out of the 15 that can have this, because the other 6 require an out-of-wedlock relationship. So Rabbi says, and therefore, you can still have it, so why aren't you listing them? But Rabbi says, I have another one that I can't list. But Eishas Akhav Shalai by Lama is impossible. Now, this depends on the Machloikis, Reb Shimon, and the Rabbanon. If we remember, at the beginning of the second Perek, we had a machloikus from Shimon and Rabbanon in the following case. Reuben and Shimon married two sisters. Reuben died. Levi was born. See, Rashi's going to have different, I don't want to mess up Rashi's names. So let's say, right. Reuben died, Yisachar was born. After Reuben's death, that woman is now usher as Eshes Achim Shalhoi by Lamai, because Levi was born subsequent to Reuben's death. Not Levi, Yisachar. Levi did Yibum. He was around. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda were around at the same time. Reuben died, Yisachar was born, then Levi did Yibum. Then Shimon died, Zvulun was born, and Yehuda did Yibum. Can Zvulun marry Levi's wife, who was once Reuven's wife? Again, Reuven died, Yisachar was born, then Levi did Yibum. Yisachar can't marry Levi's wife, she's Eishes Achim Shalhoi by Lamai. Shimon died, Zvulun was born. Now, Zvulun never knew Mrs. Reuven. He knew her as Mrs. Levi. By the time Zvulun was born, Levi had already done Yibum. This is the Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanan. So according to Shimon, Zvulun can marry Levi's wife, and Yisachar can marry Yehuda's wife because he was around when Shimon was in the world. He was around with Shimon. Right? And, right, so one can marry one, and one can marry the other. Right, so this is a case we have Eishes Achim Shalhoi by Lamai that's only uttered to one brother, not to the second brother. Rashi's going to say the case better than me, so let's do Rashi. Look to Rashi. Let me just read the Gemara. Have Eishes Achim Shalhoi by Lamai like even the leaving the Reb Shimon who the Mishkagas love. Aliba the Rabbanon le Mishkachas lo, since you can only work according to Reb Shimon, not according to the Rabbanon, but Plukta loy Kamairi. Let's do Rashi. Look, Rashi, but Plukta loy Kamairi. The Aliba the Reb Shimon le Mishkachas lo, Asura le Zek, and the Mepharish of Safra le Kamei, like Reb Safra will explain. The Plukta loy Kamairi, Reb Chia, Asura le Zek, Okay, let's do this one. Eishes Levi, Hasur Li Yisachar, Shabo Umatza Asura Olav Mizikas Ruben Shalhoi by Lamai. Right? This is the case I said. Ruben died. Levi was born. I'm sorry, Yisachar was born. Then Levi did Yibum. That woman is the Yisachar and Eishes Akav Shalhoi by Lamai. Umataris Lazulim, Shanailut Kvar Nisyab Malevi. Right? Zulim was born after the Yibum to Levi. Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon says when the Yibum happens prior to the birth, it's Mutter, right? Zvulun is born after Levi was Meyabim, so Zvulun can marry Levi's wife. Ve'eshes Yehuda, Asur leZvulun, v'shem Shimish l'hayim v'lamay. Right, Zvulun was born after Shimon died, before Yehuda did Yibum. So to Zvulun, that will always be Asur. To Yitzchak, it's not Eishes Yitzchak Shleim by Lomai, because he was around when Shimon was around. So Yitzchak can marry one, and Zvulun can marry the other. That's only according to Shimon, but it's according to the Rabbanon, Yitzchak can't marry, Zvulun can't marry Levi's wife, because she's an Eishes Yitzchak Shleim by Lomai, so what if Levi was Miyabim previously? Right?
It's just brilliant.
So again, Zokta Gemara, Reb Safra Mitargim, Av Eishes Yisachar Shleim by Lamai. He says you can have the case. Mishkagas Lo, Mishita, Achi, Valim, and Reb Shimon. Six brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Zemanach, mate, Reuven died. Noilad, Yisachar was born. V'yibam, Levi did Yibam. Mate, Shimon died. Noilad, Zvulun was born. But Yibam and Yehuda did Yibam. So Reuben and Shimon and Suin stay Achis. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. Levi and Yehuda and Suin stay Nachrius. And Levi and Yehuda are married to other women. That's just to get a case of Tzara. Meis Reuben, Noilad Yisachar. Reuben died, Yisachar was born. So to him, Reuben's wife is Eishes Achav Shalhei by Lamai. But Yibam Levi. May Shimon, Noilad Zvulun, B'yibim Yehuda. May Sulevi B'yehuda B'loi Banim, V'nafvulu Kami Yisachar B'zvulun. So now Levi Yehuda's wives fall to Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar can't be Meyabim Levi's wife, it's Yisachar Shleim B'lomai, because he was born prior to Levi's Yibim. Zvulun can. Zvulun can't be Meyabim Yehuda's wife, because it was Eishes Yisachar Shleim by Lomai, because he was born when Shimon had died. But Yisachar can't, because to him it's not Shleim by Lomai. So Asur Lezeh Mataris Lezeh, Asur Lezeh Mataris Lezeh, period. Now Chayt Shiyev Emtah, there are two sisters. There are two sisters. One is an Eishes Yisachar Shleim by Lomai to one, and one is an Eishes Yisachar Shleim by Lomai to the other, but it can only work according to Shimon. Because according to the Rabbanon, even if Levi did Yibum prior to Zvulun's birth, it's still Eishes Yisachar Shleim by Lomai. Remember, we learned that. Frek the Gemara. Frek the Gemara. Lomali Yibim Yehuda. Why do we need that Yehuda did Yibim? Why can't we have the following case? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. Reuben died, Yisachar was born. Levi did Yibum. Shimon died, Zvulun was born. Stop. You don't need Yehuda doing Yibum. At this point, Zvulun can never marry Yehuda's wife, Shimon's wife, but Yisachar can. And Zvulun can marry Reuben's wife, who is Levi's wife, and Yisachar can't. Why do I need the second Yibum? Let's say no second Yibum happens. Again, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Four brothers. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuben died. Levi was born. I'm sorry, Yisachar was born. Levi did Yibum. Yisachar will always be answer to that woman. Shimon died. Zvulun was born. Stop the story right there. Zvulun grows up, he cannot be Miyabim Shimon's wife. Yisachar can. Zvulun could be Miyabim Levi's wife, Yisachar can't. Why do I need the second Yibum? I don't need the second Yibum. I can have this woman being without Yibum, and she's asked to Zvulun and Mutter to Yisachar. Why do I need Yehuda to do Yibum? Zok to Gemara Mishum Tzara. Because I want to need an where you did not be mishkachas lo that the gemara mishum tzara that the gemara tinech tzara the tzara mayikilameimer. How are you going to have a tzara that the gemara ikilameimer comes to hazeb yivinu nami gad v'asher? What happened was you had another two brothers, Gad and Asher, and they were able to be miyabim. So Reuven died, Levi was Miyabim, Shimon died, Yehuda was Miyabim, Yisachar, Zvulun, Har, Esh, Yisachar, Shlai, Balama, each to one. Meanwhile, God and Asher have been alive before. Levi died, God was Miyabim, Yehuda died, Asher was Miyabim. The Tzara, so now you have a Tzara. It just can continue on. They were Miyabim, the other one. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Belo Yibim Yehuda Nami. Sharli Yisachar. You can have it with five brothers. You can leave Yehuda out. Meis Ruvein Eilid Yisachar, Yibam Levi. Meis Shimon Eilid Zvulun, Meis Levi B'loi Bonim. Menavu Eishas Levi V'Eishas Shimon. Remember, Shimon's wife was never taken care of. Lufnei Yisachar Zvulun. Eishas Levi Asur Li Yisachar. The wife of Levi is Asur Li Yisachar B'nei Ruvein Baila Rishon, because of Ruvein, her first husband, Mutaris L'Zvulun. V'Eishas Shimon Mutaris Li Yisachar. Sar by Lomahaya, he lived at the same time. The answer is Mishum Tzara. Hi, Dinaka Yibim Yehuda. The reason we have Yibim Yehuda is Mishum Tzara. The boy Ashtucha Nami B'Tzara Hasura Lazam Mutaris Lazam. We want to find that case by Tzara. And Bo Yisachar B'Zulun LeYibim V'Shei Levi B'Yehuda. Rishay Ne'eshes Levi Hasura LeYisachar Mishum Tzaras Eshes Achiv Shloim by Lomay. Levi can't, Yisachar can't do Yibim even to the other one of Levi's wives. Chaynesis Yehuda al Zulun, which I had Tzaret. Ach Yezulazu. Right, the Tzaret were sisters. The Nachli is called away to the Shei Ruvin and Shimon. However, they're strangers between Ruvin and Shimon. Dika Nami Hashtab Tzaret, Asur Luzam, Mutaris Luzam, Achaytab Shivemta. There are two sets of sisters. Reuben and Shimon's wife were sisters, and Levi Yehuda's wife were sisters. V'ilo Yibim Yehuda, lema took from the Moshe Drabchia, v'yisit Tzareta. If Yehuda wouldn't have done Yibim, you wouldn't have had the case of Tzara. Demnafu shtei nashim v'shimon, shtei ma'ishu sachs lema lomahen. Because Shimon had two wives, they're not a Tzara, it's just ma'ishu sachs lema lomahen. Tzara did Tzara, ma'yikilam reymar. Haikha kares asura l'zem v'teres l'zem. Beisr b'tzara tzara. You have to have a double tzara. The tzara is the same nami tam b'perikama. You had that case in the first perik as well. The answer is, because the husband of God for Asher, when the Shei Levi v'Yehuda Rishainis, like God and Asher to Yibum, to Levi and Yehuda's wife, their original wives, the land Asher, the Yibum God is Asher Yehuda, the Asher Yibum Asher Levi, who makes the God for Asher of Nafal of Yisachar b'Zvulun. In Bom Liabim, the Shei God for Asher, his Shainas, who were married to them first, Ashes God, Tzareth Ashes Yehuda, Shais the Tzareth Ashes Shimon. She's the Tzareth Sara. Shmahai Balomba, Asura the Zulim, Mataris Yisachar, Bechain Ashes Asher, Yisachar, Mataris the Zulim. So basically, by having more brothers, eight brothers, you can have a case. Reuben died, Levi was, Yisachar was born. So Reuben's wife will always be Asher. Levi did the Yibum, it won't help him. Then Levi died, and God did, our Asher, did Yibum to Levi's other wife. Perfectly legal. But, to Yisachar, she will remain Asher, because she's a Tzara of a Tzara. Because Levi's wife was a Tzara, and now Asher took her, so his other wife is a Tzara, Tzara. So that's how you can have a case of Tzara, Tzara, when you have eight brothers, and Yisachar will always remain Asher to the family of Reuben, whoever took Reuben's wife. The Tzara will be Asher, the Tzara's Tzara will be Asher. And Yehuda is the same and Zvulun is the same with Yehuda's wife. I hope I explained myself. It is complicated, but I don't think it's that hard to understand at this point in Yibamas. Look at the Mishnah weiter. Shleisha Achen, Shnai Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achen. Three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, a Yishubita, or to a woman and a daughter. A Yishubat Bita, a Yishubat Bina. Basically, you have two brothers married to either two sisters, to a mother and a daughter, or to a mother and a granddaughter. Grandmother and a granddaughter. The brothers died. You now have them both fall to Yibum. Truth is, this is Yazika. Back to Yazika, or Bittul Mitzvah Yibum, pick your choice. Right? The two sisters fell. If you do Yibum, you can't be Miyabim one because she's a Chaytuk HaKasai. You can't be Miyabim the other because she's a Chaytuk HaKasai. Which is rabbinic. You can't be Miyabim one because she's the mother, Ishabita. She's the mother of a Zekuka. The other one is the daughter of a Zekuka. So basically, Yibum is not an option because you hold Yazika or Bittul Mitzvah Yibum, if you want to learn that way, and you do Chalitza. Reb Shimon Aimer, Paiter. Shimon says a whole new Kiddush. Let me explain Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon learns from a Pasuk that if two Erevus to each other fall the Yibum at the same time, there's no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. Nothing to do with Yazika.
Same time?
Meaning not the same moment. Reuven and Shimon die. One leaves one sister, one leaves the other sister. That means two sisters are waiting for Yibum or Chalitza. Or a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a granddaughter. If Shimon has a pasuk that says that there's no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza at that point. That means, listen to what happened. Reuven died. It was a mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza to his wife. Then Shimon died. Now there are two sisters waiting. Nothing to do with Yazika. Nothing to do with being Achayzuk HaKatzai. Whenever you have two Arabs to each other waiting for Yibum or Chalitza, there's no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. Period.
Even if it's an Arabic stock type that gets a heter?
It doesn't have a heter now.
I know, but it's a type. It's in the class of one.
Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. It's exactly the custom. This has nothing to do with Yazika. It's not that I'm not allowed to marry the sister of a Zekuka. I can marry a sister of a Zekuka. The Torah removes the mitzvah of Yibum and Chalitza. Both. This is biblical. This is not rabbinic. Because if it were rabbinic, you would need Chalitza. The Torah says, whenever you have two Erevus to each other, fall the Yibum or Chalitza, there's no mitzvah.
To each other.
They're either sisters, mother and daughter.
Even though it's
biblically, there's no mitzvah.
Even though it's
usher
l'zeh, mutzel
l'zeh. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, let's say, one brother. Let's just have three brothers here. Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben and Shimon are married to two sisters. Both of them die. Biblically speaking, could Levi do Yibum to any one of the two? Dr. Shimon, there's no mitzvah Yibum Chalitza. It's his brother's wife without a mitzvah. It's a decree of Korinth. The Torah does not give a mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza when two Arabs fall Yibum.
It can be with four brothers also.
It can be with 10 brothers.
No,
it's nothing to do with Asur Lezeh, Mutaris Lezeh. That's what I'm trying to say.
And
nothing
to do with
Zeh,
because
once
she had
Makum Tur. Doesn't make a difference. It's a Pasuk. Shimon says, he learns from a Pasuk.
Right from the beginning, already some problems.
Well, not true. Not when the first one died.
No, but before Yibum was done to that one.
Exactly.
That's why it's happening.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's funny, we're playing Reb Shimon now after 42 cases we had.
We had Reb Shimon, by the way, once before.
We had this?
Yes.
I'm not
doing Rishalmi anymore. You had it in Yuchas and Aleph. The Gemara brought it. Yuchas? Sorry, it says here Yuchas. My mistake. What was Yuchas? You know, it's Yuchas. Yuchas and Aleph.
Or if you remember this?
I thought it was different shows.
Reb Shimon Paiter. Haitza Achas Mehem. Asura Aleph Issa Erba. Here you have your case. one of them was an erva to one, and one of them was an erva to the other, aser ba mutar ben chayta. Because then, only one falls to him. Right? Reuben and Shimon were married to sisters, but one is Levi's mother-in-law, and one is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So only one falls to Levi, and only one falls to Yehuda. So they didn't both fall to Levi and Yehuda.
Before Yibum, are the two are these two people erbas to each other?
They're sisters.
Oh, so they're erbas to each other.
But one is Levi's mother-in-law and one is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So Levi's mother-in-law doesn't fall to Levi. It's only when the two erbas fall to Yibum. They're not falling to Yibum to the same person.
What if there's another brother that they both fall to also?
So that person can't do Yibum.
Why doesn't that
usher
the other two?
Why should it? They only have one. They only have one.
Oh, so it's the difference between three brothers and four brothers.
Exactly.
It couldn't be the first case of the four brothers.
It depends if one is an Arab or not. Not every two sisters is a mother-in-law on one time, mother-in-law on the other. It's the mitzvah, it's the kedusha. If one of them is an Isra Mutzah and Isra Kedusha, then we give Chalitza and Na'imum. That's what Reb Shimon says, which is a very difficult thing, as the Gemara will explain. Well,
the brother that's also the both of them, he can't give them Chalitza.
Correct. He has no Mitzvah, Na'imum, or Chalitza. He's out of the picture. He doesn't exist.
Which case?
Corey had a case with five brothers. Reuben, Shimon are married to sisters. Reuben's wife is Levi's mother-in-law. Shimon's wife is Yehuda's mother-in-law. And then there's another brother named Yisachar, who's not related, has no erva to either of the two women. So Yisachar has no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. He has two sisters fall to him. If Shimon holds, there's no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza. He's out of the picture.
Well, because why?
Two ervas are falling to him, two sisters. Both of them are falling to Yisachar.
No, but it's true that they're sisters, but they're... I could have married... Well, Midoraisa, why can't I marry one?
Rabbi Shimon has a pasuk that says, if two Arabs fall to Yibum, there is no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza.
What did Rabbi Gershman do with
that? No, but technically, it's only because the other one's a sister. It's by a regular case where Reb Shimon's saying it is because they're erbas to him.
No. Reb Shimon is talking about a case when you have Reuben and Shimon married sisters, they both die, and they both fall to Levi.
And Levi can take one, be deraisa.
No, he can't, yeah, according to Reb Shimon. No, because it's his brother's wife, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Well, hold a second. We'll leave Rav and Bechon alone for now. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. What's the heter to marry a brother's wife? What's the heter to marry a brother's wife?
Sorry.
I thought you
said
no Yibum.
Reb Shimon has a pasuk that says...
This is the whole...
This is connected everything we learned last week. And the week before. Reb Shimon holds... that when two women fall to Yibum, that are ervas to each other, the Torah said, no mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah said, no mitzvah of Yibum. It's your brother's wife with no mitzvah. It's a chi of Koreth.
Where does it say that?
Where did Reb Shimon get it? We'll learn in the Gemara. But that's what Reb Shimon says. So therefore, if Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters, one is Levi's mother-in-law, one is Yehuda's mother-in-law. Levi and Yehuda don't have two sisters falling to them, so they can be Me'ab and the other one. Yisachar has both sisters falling to him, because they neither are an Ervah to him. He, Reb Shimon says, he has no mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza.
Well, but sisters, they're sisters. You said there's these two women are sisters.
What's wrong with that?
Isn't that an
Ervah? It's a drabana.
But once they do Yibum, that becomes...
I can do Yibum to one.
It has to be before, even though they're both
Zuckerman
or whatever.
Again, Zik is a
Drabama. I meant they're both Yibama.
Right. Reb Shimon has a pasuk that says, two Yibamas in the waiting, that are related to each other, that you can't be married to both, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Totally different than anything we learned till now.
Were these exactly what we were talking about with Rav and Reb Yechonon, the same cases?
Rav and Reb Yechonon didn't hold like Reb Shimon.
Right, but it was the same scenario.
Again, but it doesn't make a difference. They don't hold like Reb Shimon.
Okay.
So them, it was only rabbinic issues. Here, Reb Shimon's saying there's no mitzvah of yibum. It's gone.
Even though Reuben died first. I mean, if Reuben died first, he could be out with the lady.
Before
Shimon dies.
Right.
The minute Shimon dies, there goes the mitzvah. Gone. Evaporated. What?
Jesus
Magdim of the mitzvah. Is there something Gemara? Tanya. Reb Shimon Paiter Mishtayan Minachalitza Minayibum. Shenemar, here is your pasuk. V'isha lachaisa leisikach litzrar. B'shoa shenasu tzaret zu lezu. Lo'inehei lach lekucha nafila ba'achas mehem. Shimon darshins the word litzrar, that if the two sisters are becoming tzaret, meaning they are waiting for Yibum where they will become co-wives, the Torah says, no mitzvah of Yibum. Zerus HaKotzev.
Why doesn't it apply to the other brothers also?
It applies to any brother that both fall to.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But if they don't fall to him, then they're not Zerus to him.
I would think that if both sisters fall to one brother, even if only one of them falls to another brother, that she would already be Usher.
Why? The other one didn't fall to him. Dr. Rashi. The Shah Shanasu Tsaratu Lazu. Kagan. Hacha. Shanafu Lufana Vinasu Shtayaki Tsaratu Lazu Bazika. Right. Therefore, it's Xeris HaKasav. No mitzvah of Yibum when two sisters fall at the same time. The Rabbanan disagree with this. Till now, we've been operating with the Rabbanan. Reb Shimon has just pulled the rug out. He said there's no mitzvah here. But the right said, once there's no mitzvah, it's a karis.
Unless there's a different
erva involved. What? That means because only one fell. That's why. Because if there's a different erva involved, only one is falling.
No.
Zakti Gemara Ha'isa'achas Man Ha'sulamali. Why do I need the next Mishnah repeated for the third time? That if one is an Arab to one and one is an Arab to the other, you can do Yibum to each other, the other one. We've said this before. We've said it so many times already. Zakti Gemara Le'Rab Shimon Itzrich. This is like Le'Rab Shimon. Sal Kedai Techamina. Chayav Amar Rab Shimon Shtei Achis Lechotzef Le'Mis Yabmais. Since to Reb Shimon, two sisters, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Ligzer Mishim Beis Akiz Alma. So when one is one's mother-in-law and one is the other's mother-in-law, maybe rabbinically we should say, hello, if we allow this, people will think you can be Miyabim sisters. And that's a biblical iser. Come back from alone that we don't make that zero. Rashi.
In which case?
In the case when one is Levi's mother-in-law and one is Yehuda's mother-in-law. Maybe we should make Xera. If we're Levi Miyabim one and Yehuda the other, people will say, hey, they were Miyabim sisters. And they won't realize it's because...
And I would say, what, just Melitza?
No. And I would say that you're allowed to be Miyabim sisters. But according to Shimon, it's a deraitza. Because one is falling to one and one is falling to the other. The Havamina would be... See, till now we were dealing with Drabonim and Zika. Worst case scenario, they would violate a drabbanon. With Reb Shimon, we're dealing now with a deraisa. If two sisters fall to Yibum, it's deraisa prohibited. So now one happens to be a mother-in-law of one, and one happens to be the mother-in-law of the other. So therefore, it's deraisa, it's mutter. But maybe drabbanon should step in and say, people might walk away with the wrong impression. They would say sisters, the Almar mutter, and that would be a violation of a deraisa. Because if they're Mayabim, the two sisters, they're Iber derisive, the Torah removed the mitzvah of Yibum.
And I would have to do Chalitz instead.
And therefore they should do Chalitz instead, correct.
Why would they consider Tzar Zul and Zul if there are two brothers? If there's two surviving brothers that can do Zul.
Because the bond is to both of them. I don't want to use the word Zika because Zika triggers all kinds of reactions. The bond that the Torah made that they can't is because they're bound to both of them.
That's called Nasu Tzaras Gozu because they are both can go to one brother or the other. And
correct, exactly. Even though
there are two brothers.
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay.
They're bound to both brothers.
The literary Mamish, was it the Beishamis that also that thing?
Everybody uses literary.
No, besides the regular case of Tzarek, I'm saying.
But Beishami held Tzarek to Mutter.
What do we do? Tzarek. Isn't literary the case of Rebbe's case that he tells every day? The Kobe, Grusha, the Amana, not Amana, Kangadol.
I have no idea what
you're saying. Is that from
Litzror? No, it's from
Litzror.
That's Valsi Vim Kashara.
What?
That's the Batsing Valsi Vim Kashara.
I wonder what the new guy today, from that, what's it called, that thing that they get this email. Starting with new people, I forgot what it's called, the organization.
Yeah?
Partners of Torah. The guy called me yesterday. Does it make sense doing this? No, I'm just wondering, is this going to be a big thing to do? No, it's a show of how deep Torah is. Does it make sense or not, Remy?
I don't know. I'm not a bakant in this area. I'm not an authority about who you should learn with the Gabrus. What? Rashi.
If you know me, it's not even, the guy never even called me.
Zalma. By the way, I'm a new person also, every day. Chadashim Babkarim. I thought you're learning with a new person, you're learning with me. I'm a new person today. Chadashim Babkarim. We're all new people. We're inviting some of the Mechadishas, Mechol Yayim. Rashi. Ligzim Shim Shteyachis Zalma. And I am learning this Gemara. The new person you're learning with is learning this Gemara. We already learned this. Because there we were dealing in the sheet of the Rabbanim. Worst case scenario, the people will think sisters are mutter. Like Allah Yisrael Chayt Zkukit Rabbanim. We're only dealing with a rabbinic answer. He says when they're both following the Yibum, it's an Arabic Gemurah, the Rachmanah Patra. The Torah removed the mitzvah of Yibum. The Kaiba Lab Yisrael Chayt Zach. We should make exactly when one is an Arab and one is an Arab and another is not zakhut. The name of Liyat Machaisa. The Loyesti Lavu Machais Kukadalma. Kvash Melanda, we don't make the Gzera. But today was a rather complicated Gemara because we had many, many, many different cases. I think we're going to be finished with those cases at least for a little bit. But, can't help it, this is what the Gemara was. Now, over here, the next case in the Mishnah runs into a little bit of a problem. I'll introduce it today, we'll probably finish it tomorrow. The last line in the Mishnah says something that to Reb Shimon L'Chaira doesn't make sense. Let's stop and think. Two sisters fall the Yibum. Queen Reb Shimon, there's no mitzvah of Chalitza, no mitzvah of Yibum. They can get married without a release. Biblically, one of them is rabbinically prohibited to Levi, and one of them is rabbinically prohibited to Yehuda. Not biblically. What should the halacha be according to Reb Shimon? Halacha according to Reb Shimon should be they go free. Biblically, they're not, they both fall to one, they both fall to the other, they should go free.
Yeah, but they're sisters, that's why.
Two mere sisters. One is rabbinically prohibited to Levi because it's his.
You don't look at that.
What? You shouldn't look at that.
You don't look at that, according to Shimon.
But the Mishnah says it's a mitzvah, it's a kedusha chalatz, it's loy misavemes. The Mishnah says that if one is rabbinically prohibited to Levi for a different reason, and one is rabbinically prohibited to Yehuda for a different reason, they do need chalitza.
Maybe because I can't
be kind of
here.
Oh, but
Midoraisa, these two women are free.
Right.
And the Mishnah says not. And the Mishnah says that if one is rabbinically prohibited to Levi, let's say she is a Grusha and he's a Kayan, and one is rabbinically prohibited to Yehuda, let's say she's a Mamzeret. So the halacha is, right, that they need chalitza. One is rabbinically prohibited to one, and one is rabbinically prohibited to the other. I don't know. You'll have to think of cases how that works. So why should they need chalitza?
And therefore, I can't be Mekayim Litzvor.
What do you mean? But the rights are, they're free.
Why?
The two sisters, the Balibim, they're not usher biblically to any of the two brothers. Two sisters, the Balibim to two brothers. Litzroy told me there's no mitzvah of Chalitza Yibim.
So he, maybe he's in that category where he felt like Rabbi Eichmann that the Isser Rabbanon is enough to take off, that the Isser Rabbanon can come in and remove that level of Zika, that level of Zika, that the Doraisa. Didn't Rabbi Eichmann say that also?
No, he did not.
That Isser Rabbanon in Isser Rabbanon Pater, so you can't be Mekayim.
That's the Rabbanon asking you to do Yibim.
Because the Isser Rabbanon makes it like only one of them fall to the other brother.
That's what we'll talk about. We'll leave it tomorrow. We'll discuss it tomorrow. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I didn't copy them. Sorry.